LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
This is a huge issue. I have a friend with a daughter, actually, who's struggling with this right now after a couple of attempts. And I think what I'd like to say is just hold on. You know, hold on to your seat. Know that you're worth it. Know that life is difficult. It's more difficult, certainly, when you're feeling like you're even more different than everybody else. And that's a hard place to be in. It's easy to say, you know, things will get better. It doesn't feel that way, though, when you're in it. It feels like things aren't going to get better. And so all I can do, or all I can continue to do, I think, is almost be a cheerleader in a way and just say, just hang on. You know, I try to give opportunity for this youth. And I think that might be something that could be helpful, which is opening up jobs, you know, internships, opportunities to get out into their community, get out from where they are. I don't know how we would accomplish that, but there's got to be organizations that can create opportunities for our youth so that they feel like they have a purpose. That is the thing that I've struggled with, feeling like I have a purpose, even as a 40-year-old, you know? So I can only imagine. I remember what it felt like to be 16 and feeling like I didn't know what I was doing here. So giving someone a sense of purpose, I think, is helpful. And just being compassionate, being understanding and listening to people and listening to these kids and validating their feelings. Instead of saying that how they're feeling is wrong, being a little bit more understanding and creating a space for them to grow into.